France to look to import energy from Britain and others as winter power cuts loom. By Kurt Zindelka on December 2, 2022. It is a very real possibility that France will see rolling power cuts this winter and will seek to import energy from Britain and other European neighbors to try and cope, the head of the nation's public electricity company said on Thursday. Amid continuing failures with the French nuclear reactor fleet, which is currently running at around half of capacity, the chairman of Réseau de Transport d'Électricité, RTE, Xavier Piquet-Seix said that currently there will be at least a few days during the winter in which the red alert signaling potential cuts will be in effect. Earlier this year, RTE alongside the Energy Management Agency, ADEME, introduced an SMS energy warning system for the public, with a color-coded eco-watt system, with green indicating that all is fine, amber signaling growing issues, and red warning that there are power cuts coming. In order to avoid the worst, the RTE chief said that France will begin looking to import energy from its neighbors, such as Belgium, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Spain, and even the United Kingdom, many of which are realistically facing blackouts of their own. Though France is typically a net energy exporter and is not as reliant on gas from Russia to the same extent as other major European economies like Germany, the nation's nuclear power industry has been severely hampered by issues with corrosion forcing 20 of the 56 reactors to be shut down. This issue has been compounded by a series of labor strikes that have only served to delay the repairs further. Currently, energy usage in France is only down 6% compared to last year. However, RTE said that most of this has come as a result of industrial slowdown and not individuals curbing their usage. Government spokesman Olivier Véran attempted to downplay the threat of blackouts, saying, "We are not in the process of announcing to the French that there will be cuts," but added that if we were to have a particularly cold month of January and no adaptation of certain behavior, then we do not rule out the use of measures, including load shedding. French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne also urged the public to curtail their habits. "If we all do even more to reduce our consumption, we will not have a cut. We have part of the answer, all of us, in our hands," she said. "If we all lower our energy consumption, it's good for everyone's purchasing power, the competitiveness of companies. And at the same time it will avoid having a time when we would have insufficient electricity production compared to demand, for example, if we have a cold wave." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.